So you just read that chapter. How are you doing, honestly? Can we talk about the confidence lie for a second? Because someone sold you a story that confidence is something people either have or they don't. Like dimples, like freckles, like some people just got handed extra at birth and you were in the wrong queue. That's not how it works. And fake it till you make it. That advice that sounds reasonable until you're in the room. Faking it, feeling like a complete fraud, spiraling quietly and deciding confidence was never yours to begin with. Congratulations. The system worked. Here's the truth about confidence. It's a toddler at a birthday party. It hides behind its parent's leg for 45 minutes, refuses to make eye contact, judges the entire room from behind a curtain of suspicion. And then, after it's watched you long enough to decide you're not a threat, it suddenly appears beside you, acting like you've been best friends the whole time. It was never gonna come out first. It needed to see you do something. So you act. Reality responds. Your brain files a tiny, reluctant update. We didn't die. That's the whole loop. Not a revelation. Not a spiritual awakening. Just boring, unglamorous evidence that the catastrophe your brain predicted at 3 a.m. didn't show up. You collect enough of those. Confidence stops hiding. It shows up. Late, suspicious, immediately asking where the pizza is, but it shows up. Probably fine is the entire foundation of human confidence that's available to you right now. Right? You know what to do. Go.